football fans.
And you're tuned to WLAW. That's right, it's time for the predictions, Ron.
All right, here we go. First, I want to tell Faith and Grace to get the toys picked up so she can listen to the game. And the table of knowledge, one, they all picked Ubley.
Oh.
Table of knowledge, number two, we had a split vote. I tell you what, Clark, Lee Corso, I will outdo him any day if I can get my jacket undone, folks. I am wearing an orange, that's right, an orange polo shirt.
I've never seen Ron so animated all of a sudden.
He's yeah, but they can't see anything, but I hope you know who Lee Corso is. He's the guy that wears all the mascot helmets and
yeah,
stuff.
That's true, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you are going with, for this game?
Ubley.
Ubley, okay. I'm going Deckerville.
And that's why you're wearing the green.
Sure.
Sure.
I think that's more of a for tomorrow's game, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, we just kind of threw that in and that you're taking Deckerville, and I'm taking Ubley.
That's right. So Deckerville ready to kick it off to Ubley. Ubley won the toss and is receiving. Deckerville kicking off right to left across your radio, and it's a little pooch punt down to about the 23-yard line where it goes out of bounds. A flag will fly, and Ubley is going to be taking this one over right about the 35-yard line.
Unless they want to re-kick, and I'm sure they're going to want them to. They'll take it.
They're going to take it at the.
No,
they're going to re-kick this one.
Yes, yes.
They're expecting grand things out of their special teams.
Yep.
So as this is going on, let's go through the starting lineups for Ubley offense first. At quarterback, we have Austin Drake. Then at running back, we have number 4, Jesse Franzel. Number 5, Jason Kaufman. And the other running back, number 47, Jimmy Shaw, who has quite explosiveness in himself. At the ends, we have number 30, Curtis Booms. And the 33, Brian White. Tackle, Sky Griffgott. Guard, Zach Primmer, number 60. The other guard, number 61, Josh Kabaski. And then the center, Mike Lautner, number 66. And the other tackle, number 76, Josh White. As Deckerville is going to be kicking off now from their 35-yard line, right to left across your radio, in complete maroon with white white numbers and gold around the trim. Maroon helmets, and it's going to be an onside kick to about the 38-yard line in Ubley territory, picked up by number 30 of Ubley, and he's brought down at the 43-yard line, but pops out to number 5. Jason Cuffin is around the left side, and he scoops it up off the ground, and he gets to the 40, down to about the 30-yard line, and brought down by the Deckerville defense, special teams, at their own 31-yard line. Ubley's going to take this one. Ubley has a short field to work with, first and 10.
Number 41 for Deckerville, Willie Stalker, made the hit to bring Kaufman down. But what happened out here, folks, the start of the kick, the guy ran to the middle of the field and fumbled the ball, and Kaufman, Johnny on the spot, picked it up and scooted, and has Ubley in scoring territory.
That is an understatement. Only 31 yards to go for Ubley to score for the first time tonight. First and 10, moving left to right across the radio. It's a handoff to number 5, Jason Kaufman. He jumps over the line, and he moves ahead for about 4 yards. He's brought down at the 27-yard line in Deckerville territory. It's 0-0 with 11:38 rolling in the first quarter. West wins in Deckerville.
Yeah, and if folks, you know, have a little courage, if you can hear our voice, and you're within 10 miles of Deckerville, come on in. They have a fine facility. Come and watch a fine game here. We're early in the first quarter, very early.
4 yard gain for Jason Coffin, number 5. Ubley coming out in the T formation. Handoff to number 47, Jimmy Shaw. He has the first down, then some, to the 5 yard line, and he's brought, pushed out of bounds by the Deckerville defense. First down, Ubley.
I'm trying to see who it is, if he would turn around, but they're down in the shadow of the goalpost where only the shadow knows what's going on over there.
That was a 20-yard gain from Jimmy Shaw there, number 47 of Ubley. Jimmy Shaw, every game we've broadcast Ubley, very explosive and gets out in those holes and just has room to run every time. T formation for Ubley, Drake under center. The wind is howling in Deckerville, and it's a handoff to the left side. Looks like number 47, Jimmy Shaw, number 5, Jason Kaufman. He gets down to about the 4-yard line where he's brought down, second and goal.
Looked like Joe Spaulding made the hit for the Deckerville Eagles, if I saw the number correct.
We are fighting some cold weather, some cold hands, and, of course, some cold minds right now. It's the beginning of the game. Second and goal at the 3-yard line of Deckerville. Ubley comes out in the T formation, three men in the backfield. Drake under center, hands it off to his third man, number four, Jesse Franzel, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Ubley. Ubley strikes first on a 3-yard scamper.
Untouched.
Untouched indeed. And Ubley, just like that, only takes him four plays to score, and it is 6-0 Ubley over Deckerville with 10:28 remaining in the first quarter. Ubley comes out. They are going for two on this one, and they are coming out in the same formation, T formation. Number four, Jesse Franzel to the left. Number five, number 47, Jimmy Shaw in the middle, and number five, Jason Coffin to the left, to the right, and it's a handoff to number 47 in the middle, Jimmy Shaw, and he's pushed, brought down right before the touchdown end zone, excuse me, and it's going to be no good. So, after one drive, it is Ubley 6, Deckerville nothing, with 10:28 remaining in the first. You're tuned to WIW.
It's October. Baseball is wrapping up. Football's in full swing. Halloween is coming fast. The weather may be getting colder, but Thumb Cellular is heating things up with a huge BlackBerry sale. It's time to upgrade to a BlackBerry smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular has greatly reduced their prices on their most popular BlackBerry smartphones. The BlackBerry Storm 2 with touchscreen, MP3 player, 3.2 megapixel camera, Wi-Fi capable, and more. Retails for $499, but during their October BlackBerry sale, you can get it for just $199. Looking for a flip phone at a great price? The BlackBerry Style that retails for $419 is now just $99. The BlackBerry Curve 3 is only $49. That's $300 off the retail price, only while supplies last. Terms of service apply. It's the October BlackBerry Sale at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
And just like that, it is Ubley 6, Deckerville nothing. After only four tries, Ubley gets on the board. They had a short field to work with only 31 yards on that drive. As looks like Ubley's going to be kicking off. That's Drake, the quarterback and kicker as well. And Ubley, Deckerville picks it up at their own 23-yard line. A little handoff in the backfield to number 6. And he's pushing and pushing and trying to get some yards. And he finally gets pushed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line in their own territory. That's where Deckerville is going to take over, first and 10 for the Eagles.
I tell you what, they're over there where the shadow knows, but where it looks like number four again, and Ubley in their numbers. They're hard to pick up from the press box, I'll tell you.
They
look like Kaufman.
I agree. It's not just you. It's definitely difficult to see across this way. So it's first and 10 for Deckerville, moving right to left across your radio with 10:19 remaining in the first quarter. Ubley 6, Deckerville nothing. Decker coming out, and it's a handoff to number 44. Number 44 would be Andrew Estrada, a senior, 5'9", 180-pound halfback for the Deckerville Eagles, and he pushes ahead for about 4 yards, brings up second and 6.
Hit by number 12, Nick Sweeney, in there for the Bearcats. Deckerville and this one, Clark, cannot afford to let Ubley get away from them. Both teams don't have the capability of trying to catch up if they get far behind in a lot of points.
I agree, indeed. So it looks like Deckerville is coming out in the T formation. Now Patello, the quarterback, hands it off to his first man to around the left side, and he pushes ahead for about 3-4 yards.
Josh Kabotsky made the hit for Ubley.
And number 27, the ball carrier, Chris Wolf, pushes ahead for 3 yards, brings up 3rd and 3. Ubley looking strong as usual, but Deckerville, it's amazing. They have, what we figured out, 17 seniors on this squad. Very senior-heavy team.
Very solid, and also
you were taking
a look at their legs also.
That's right.
and seeing on your pick, and that's why you went with Deckerville.
That's, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Looks like Deckerville coming out in the flanker formation. It's going to be a keeper for Patello around the left side. He gets to the first down mark and then some. By about 3 more yards, he's finally brought down at the 43-yard line in Deckerville territory. Move the chains, a gain of 6. It's first down, Deckerville.
Nick Sweeney for the Bearcats on the hit. But not before they picked up a first down.
So it is first and 10 for the Eagles, trailing 6-0 to Ubley already with 8:50 remaining in the first quarter. Deckerville moving right to left across your radio in the maroon jerseys, socks and everything with a hint of gold on there at their knees.